Which means you're now being recorded. Okay, I want to start looking at the one, the fifth one down that says HTML5 headers. So if you click on that, go to my homepage, go to the fifth one down that says HTML5 headers. Okay? Was anybody not here on Tuesday? Okay, she'll point you to the way if you need help. Okay, since he wasn't here. Log into my page, then go to CIS 120. And there's a weekly schedule. And we're going to be looking at the fifth one down on the weekly schedule. Okay. Do you know HTML by any chance?
HTML?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was starting to live with it
okay.
on my own.
Okay, good. Because that's what we're looking at, and we're just starting to, so that's... Okay. So, here is the HTML headers, and here is the view source. Okay, what headers do for you is they provide, essentially, the ability to do a header. There is an H1, an H2, an H3, an H4, an H5, and H6. And you can see them over here. They get progressively smaller. So H1 is quite big, H6 is quite small, and I get competition periodically. That will go away eventually. Notice also that there are blank lines before and after on the headers, and that is caused by the header themselves. I don't have to put in a BR to break. The header itself breaks and puts blank lines in, yeah.
So when you're adding in a new number for, like, header one, header two, like, every header after that, like, gets smaller? Is that, like, is that...
Up to six, and then I'm going to... Depending on the browsers, some browsers, I believe, support 7 and 8, but essentially you stop at 6.
Okay,
so I put in some headers here, and then I added them to a page that already existed that had the list items in it. But those are simply the headers that I put up. So when you're making your page, if you decide a header would be a good thing to do, this is how you do them. Now on the next page, the next example, I said CSS headers. So here I have some headers that are being styled. Now, this is red. It may look brown to you. Those are red. They may look brown to you. But if you look at the computer, you'll actually see that they're red. It's something in the showing of them that's making them look kind of brownish. But if you bring this up on your screen, you'll notice that there are a couple of things that are red. So again, style is how I can style my page. So in my head, I've got style, type equals text CSS. And then I said body. Well, my body is going to have a background color of beige. Okay, I set up a background color of beige. And so you can see maybe that it's slightly beige. And then I set up a default color of brown, which means text will be brown unless I tell it otherwise. The body has a default color of brown. Then I went down and said, okay, now I'm going to tell you otherwise. So my H1, I said, no, I want that to be red. So my H1 has a color of red. And I decided I wanted it centered, so I have text align, colon, center, which will center it. And again, all of this is within the curly braces. The color before the colon is a CSS word. and then I can pick my color and write it there. And there, if you go to W3 Schools and look up colors, there are some really bizarre color names. You know, there's cornflower and haystack and whatever. You've got a lot of different colors. It used to be that the word only was used for kind of basic colors, and then you had to put in a code if you wanted other colors. Somebody apparently had time on their hands, and so they came up with colors for every shade of yellow, blue, red, etc., or most every shade. You can still use codes, however. Okay. So then I have H2. And H2, I said I wanted to be blue and aligned to the right. So it's aligned over here to the right. Alignment is automatically to the left, so I don't bother to tell it about the left. If I want it on the left, I just don't give it an alignment, and it gets aligned on the left. As you can see, I didn't say anything about headers 4, 5, and 6, and they're aligned to the left. Then header 3, I made green, and I said align that in the center. And then I said everything under the UL, I want to be red. So that made these three red, okay? Because those were part of an unordered list. And I said, everything in the unordered list, I want to be red. I could have also written LI there, and I would have got the same results, because LI says make the list items red, except that I would have also gotten these red. So if I used LI, I did those three red under ordered list, and those three under unordered list. When I said unordered list, then it just made the entire unordered list red. Yeah.
So, maybe this is not the appropriate, but I'm, for some reason, when I'm typing in list and then my color code, I'm using hexadecimal, it's not changing it, it's still using the body color.
I don't think I have, did you type in list? You have to have either UL or OL.
Okay, I originally did UL, but I meant OL, but let me try UL.
Well, UL worked for me, so it should work for you.
Nope.
Okay, well, I will look at it later, but I'm not going to look at it right now.
Yep.
Okay, so here I have set up basically a look, and that is done with cascading style sheets. Originally, HTML was invented or developed by scientists for scientists. And scientists were interested in information, not particularly color. As HTML progressed, color was added and a lot of other style was added, and it was included in the body. And essentially, somewhere along the line, people said, wait a minute, there should be a separation between content and style. Between the text that we're putting in there, the content, and the way we're presenting it. And so CSS was developed to handle the style, and the body pretty much stuck to handling the content. Okay, so that's the way that people do it nowadays, but it's evolved over time to that particular position where content and style are separated. So, questions? Okay, next, we have an image. So, here I have set up an image, okay? And what I did is I saved the image, and the image is named CISA.gif. And I saved it in the same directory that I saved the page. So the page and the GIF are in the same directory. That means that I can just say here, image source equals and give it the name. It will look in the directory, it finds the image, and it shows it. If it isn't in the same directory, then I would have to put an address in here so that it could find the image. Notice also that there is no close tag on image. Just like VR doesn't have a close, image doesn't have a close. Yeah.
So when you're putting it in, how do we, like, get the coding for the image in HTML? Do we go to properties to find what it is? Is it the type of file? Like, how does this GIF image get implemented into HTML?
I'm not exactly sure what you said, but that's all right. The image is saved as CISA.gif. Your image has to have a name when you save it, right? You got to have a name on the image when you save it. I save my image whether I'm saving it on Facebook or anywhere. I'm saving it with a name. That name is the name that I have to use. Okay, it's that name. If the name isn't clear, because sometimes when you look at files, they don't show the extension, yes, then you can go to properties and find out what the extension is. But essentially, the image has a name, and the type of image, usually if you're copying an image from someplace else, it's already got the GIF or the JPEG or whatever it is. If you're creating an image, then it is going to establish the type. If you're in Paint, you can establish the type of image. If you take a picture, you get the type of image. So essentially, the image is going to have an extension on it. Okay? And so I just save it in my same directory that has the page. And I save it with exactly the same name. It's case sensitive and all the rest. So I have to be very careful. And I save it as CISA.gif because that's when I made that image and I made the image in Paint, I saved it as CISA.gif. That was the name I gave it when I saved it. And so now it is opening that image. It's more a matter of the name has to match so it can find it. It's finding it that's the issue. Questions? Okay, so the tag here is image, and within the image tag, I'm saying the source for that image, SRC source, is equal to, and I'm giving it the name. If I had saved the image in another directory, I would have to give it the path to find it. Okay, so now, when you pass in your assignment, you are going to be sending me a web page and an image. That means when you send me the email, you've got to have two attachments. One is the web page, one is the image. I will save both attachments in your directory. I have a directory for all, each student has their own directory. And I will save your page and your image in that directory. And then I will test it and see if it's working. Okay? So, if you put an address in here, and people sometimes do, that address is probably your address on your computer. Well, I don't have your computer. So your address, to find it on your computer, does me no good. Okay? So I need you to just put the name of the image there, because I will store the image and the page in the same directory. Okay? But if you send me the address with C, da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm not going to find it. That's your computer. Yeah.
So I had everything in a folder. Actually, in the folder?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'll make it a subfolder in my folder for you.
Okay.
Okay? Questions? Okay. On the next example, I am going to center that image. And this is one of those things where there used to be a simple way to do this, And then they decided, no, that was too easy. And so they made up another way. So if I want to send her an image, the main things I need to do is I say display as a block. You probably get away without that, but it's iffy. Then I will say margin left auto, margin right auto, which basically means that it makes the left and the right margins the same, which ends up making something centered. Okay? My suggestion, this is a pure example of a copy and paste. Okay? If you want your image to be centered, copy and paste, and that will center your image. But it's basically saying your image is going to be in a block with this left and right margins being the same size, which ends up centering. Now, on this one, I have a bunch of stuff about aligning the H1. The H2 is going to be centered. My default color is red, so I kept H2 red. My LIs are green, and then my image is centered. Okay? So, that gives it a different look. Questions? It's really working hard today. That's all right. At least the computers are working. My class prior to this, there were about 10 computers that weren't working, so we're doing better. Okay. This is a table, and again, I'm offering you or showing you a bunch of different things. You can choose what ones you want to put on your page, other than I want an image, I want color, and I want something other than just a paragraph of text, okay? I want you to do something. But you can choose. Do you want to have headers? Do you want to have lists? Do you want to have a table? How do you want to set up your page? So here I put in a table, and on the next one I'm going to center the table. Right now I just put in a table. And this structure over here is a table. So notice that on my table I said border is solid and thick. And I didn't give it a color, so it goes up to the body default color, which is navy. And it makes the border navy. Solid, thick, navy. Now, if you decide I did solid, thick, and I did a solid, thin, if you decide you'd like to look at other ways of doing it, for example, you can get dotted instead of solid, just go and do a lookup of table border, HTML, and it will give you all of the options. So you can make it dots, you can make it dashes, you can make anything you want. No, limited. I think zigzag isn't allowed, but anyway. Now, within the table, each of these cells is called a TD. Each of the cells is a TD, so notice I put a solid, thin border around each cell. So each cell has a border of solid and thin. So you can see the solid, thin borders around each of the cells. Okay. So that gives me a look. Now, if you look below at the way I set up the table, I use the tag table. Yeah.
What does TR or TD mean?
Stay tuned for another thrill-packed episode, okay? TR is a row. Okay, so that's the row. TR is setting up a row. Okay, so right after the word table, I put TR, and that gives me a row. Then each of the rows, I want to break up into two columns, and each of them becomes a cell. So underneath the TR, I have TD. Okay, TD is then going to be kind of the columns. I don't remember what the D stands for, and I overtly don't remember because I don't think it should be TD. I think it should be TC. Because these are columns. But anyway,
definition.
They're cells. So I think they should be that. But anyway, TD, if somebody wants to look it up, TD is what they are. So the TD stands for each column or each cell. So this is the first cell, and it says this is the first cell of the table.
Table
can
data.
Can I close table data?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not bad. I still like table column, though. Then I close the TD. Then I open the second TD, which is the next cell, or next column, and I say image source equals, and I put an image in there. Okay? Now, one thing to notice is it kind of adjusts the size of the table to hold what you want to put in. So on the bottom row, I just put it in the lines, and notice it's a real thin little row. This row is a thick row because I put an image in, and it has to be thick to get the image right. Okay? So I put in an image. This slash right here, right after CISAGIF, is an optional slash. In other versions of HTML, they used to require it, now they don't. But they used to say, if you're going to have image and it doesn't have a close image, you kind of put that slash in there to pretend it's closing. Okay, I left the slash and didn't notice that I left it. I probably should have taken it out. So it works fine. But it's an option. You can have the slash or not have the slash. And probably the basic way is not to have the slash. So that space slash I could have just taken out. Okay. Then I close the TD and I close the TR, which closes the row. Then I start another row, and I've got a cell that has data in it. So table data for TD. And this is the second row in the leftmost cell. And then I close that TD and start another TD and say this is the second row in the rightmost cell. And then I close that row by closing the TR and I close the table. So I've created a table there. A table cannot have borders. And if you don't have borders, then you don't really see that it's a table. But it still is giving you a kind of a structure where you can put things in kind of columns or rows. So if you want to just use the structure and not have borders, then that structure would be there, but the borders would go away. So a table is a way of structuring a page, and you can either do it formally by putting the borders in or informally by leaving the borders off. Okay? Questions. Okay. So, the next one, I centered the table. It's the same, I just centered it. So now I've got a centered table. And the way I did that was margin auto. And I could have done margin left auto, margin right auto, but they also let you do margin auto. And so that means automatically the margins will be the same. Okay. So under table, I've got margin auto, and that centers the table. If you get more heavily into HTML and CSS, you can set up size and diameters and everything to make them, make that cover the whole page or whatever you want to do. But we're not going there. You're welcome to. You're welcome to do as much research as you want to make your page look the way you want it to look. So spend the weekend writing HTML and get really carried away. Okay. Question. Okay. Stretching and questions sometimes get confused.
Especially when you add yawning.
This is true. Okay. The last two I'm going to look at are more about links. And again, you don't really have to use links, but some people have. Some people have set up multiple pages. And so your assignment, and we will look at that and then we'll come back to links. Your assignment is this. Okay. So, I have given you some references about learning style. I've given you some references about time management. I told you the CSS, not cascading style spreadsheets, but student success seminar or something.
This is going to get confusing.
You're right. Has been embedded in this course. And so one of the things they ask that we cover is time management and learning styles. So I want you to do some learning style research. And people, I suggest or tell them to take a quiz on learning styles. And I've listed a couple of quizzes there. And people usually learn something about how they learn and how to apply it. And that's a very successful thing to do. And then time management is promise me anything, but then try to come through and actually do manage your time. I mean, we ask the impossible of you. We ask you to put in 6 to 9 hours for every hour you spend for every class, basically. That homework be 6 to 9 hours. Do the math and you don't have a life, especially if you have a job. So somehow we are asking you to give up sleep and all those good things, but we expect that of you. So no more sleep, no more anything other than school. Okay, so I want you to read some articles on time management and learning styles. Then I want you to write a page, okay? Write a page introducing yourself with HTML, writing from scratch in Notepad or Notepad++. Include your name, obviously. Your major and all those kinds of things. A little about your background, goals or plans, etc. And then also add something about that you learned about your learning style and something about managing time. And include a picture of yourself, and that's the image, is I want a picture of yourself, so that hopefully I'll start recognizing you. Although I am terrible with names, so don't hold your breath.
How'd you get to that page?
Pardon me?
How'd you get to that page?
It's under assignments.
Huh?
It's under assignments. Look at my weekly schedule, and it's under assignments.
Oh, assignments. Oh, okay.
Okay?
Assignments.
Yep. Well, assignments, just under my page, it's under assignments. If you go to my page right here under assignments, HTML page to introduce yourself. Okay. If you go to my weekly schedule under assignments, there it is right there. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go back and look at more links. Okay. So, this is more links. If you click on the first link up here, it links to the home page for this course, the CIS 120. How did I get it to do that? I wrote the entire address, http://pgrosser.net, go to that page. So I've got the entire address to go to that page, including the HTTP. Okay, so I put that in and it will go to my page. The next one goes to a folder. Okay, so what I've got, if you look up here, I've got CIS 17, and under it is an HTML5 folder. So I have basically CIS 17, and then that leads to an HTML folder, and that leads to an HTML5 folder, and there I finally have something called HTML five more links. .html. And this is all at my website, pgrosa.net. So at my website, I have a folder, and then I have a subfolder, and then I have another subfolder, and finally you get to the page. So this page is right there. Now, I'm on this page, and it says go to a folder, and then you'll find another page there. So it's going to go to the folder, and I'm going to have a folder called sub.html5. And in that folder, I will have file in sub.html5.html. So essentially, I'm saying here, I'm sitting in HTML5. Go to that subfolder underneath it, and you'll find the page you need. So it goes to the subfolder and finds the page you need. Okay? So I can get very sophisticated in my page things here, telling it addresses and links. The third one is simply linking to a page. So I have another page in here called HTML5 link page. .html. So I have another page in there because that's just going right to the page. Okay. So essentially I created a subfolder, put some file in the subfolder, and said, okay, sitting in HTML5, go to the subfolder, and then you'll find the page you're looking for. And if you are in CIS 121, you'll be doing a lot of that. Okay. So, if I go and say, I go to my home page. Here I go, and notice the address now. The address has... If you can read it, but if you're doing it on your machine, you can. HTML5/in/the/subfolder/in/the/file/name. So you can see it went to the subfolder and got the file name. Now... I've got two other things. The top one says http://www.pgrosa.net. So it is linking to my site. Notice it doesn't even mention a page. It just links to my site. Well, the reason this works is that when it goes to a site, it looks for a page called index.html. So at my site, my home page is stored with index.html. And so that's the page that gets loaded. You can also use main.html. And I think there's one over. But I always use index. So index.html gets loaded. So when you see the trucks going down the street that just had their web address, if you enter in their web address, it will bring up the index.html page. And that's their home page. So you always will see their index.html page. So when people make a site, their home page is index.html. Okay. In the second example, the dot dot means back up a directory. So I'm down here in a subdirectory, back up. Or I'm down here in a directory, back up. So dot dot means back up a directory and then you'll find the page. So back up a directory and then you'll find that page. Yeah.
So question, is there commenting in HTML?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's slash slash. Does anybody know? Huh? It's slash slash? It's terrible.
It's like slash slash XML. exclamation point, and then type in whatever.
Yeah, go look it up someplace. I've gotten to the point that I have written off comments as I've got to look it up, because I can't remember what they are. Some languages use asterisks and then a slash, and then end it with an asterisk.
Why can't everyone just do slash slash through our open close asterisks?
That would make life too easy. You get paid big bucks to know this stuff.
Sometimes
okay,
I got to be
so that's why you make good money.
I don't honestly remember what comments are. If somebody wants to look it up, they can just do a quick, you know, HTML comments.
If you want us to look it up for ourselves, never
mind. If you know it, you can go ahead and tell us.
It looks like it's the open caret exclamation point dash dash.
What?
And
now you understand why I say that I don't use it.
So W3 school says it.
Okay, so if I go and say HTML comments. Okay, comment tag, W3 schools. Okay, this is a comment. So it is less than exclamation dash dash.
They're showing you the tag and the dot 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 stands for whatever you're writing. So anyway, that's how you can put in notes. Which, by the way, I think are a very good thing to put in. It's just that I have to look them up when I'm doing it, because I never remember what's one and what's another. But it's very, if I'm doing this, I'm on the web, it's very easy to go HTML comments and look it up. So that is one reason why I give all open book and open note exams. Because I'd probably flunk if I didn't. Open note and open book, you're not here to memorize all this stuff. That doesn't make sense. You're here to learn how to figure it out. And, open notes, open book is far more sensible, in my opinion.
Especially since at any job you have, you'll have your notes.
Right. Okay. Now, a couple of things looking into the future. You hopefully have been sent a email that told you what your username and password is for CIS Web. I want you to bring those with you on Tuesday, because we're going to go in on Tuesday and try these out. So bring them with you on Tuesday, yeah.
What email did you send them to?
I didn't send them to anything. The IT staff sent them. They're sent to Bristol CC WDU.
All right, I'll look there later.
Okay. So, up here in the corner is WinSCP. If you look, it's the third thing over, and it is WinSCP. WinSCP is a way of uploading things to the server. And that's what we're going to look at on Tuesday. But when we go to do this, we need to have the username and password. We're going to enter in the host name, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu, and that sends you to the CIS web server that Bristol owns. Okay? On that CIS web server is an area devoted to you, for you to store your stuff. But to get to that area, you have to put in your username and password. Okay? So, look up the username and password. I'll bring the list too in case you don't find it. But look up your username and password, and then we can go into CIS Web and upload the page. So The other thing that you need to bring is you need to bring a page to upload. Your assignment isn't due till next Thursday, so you probably won't have that done, or you may not have that done. But we did a bunch in class on Tuesday, so you've got a little page. Just have a copy of a little page that you can upload. In other words, I need you to have something to upload. Okay? And it can be a hi, how are you? But you've got to have something that you can upload. So, on Tuesday, bring your username, your password, and something you can upload. And we will do that in class. WinSCP is free. If you want to be able to upload from home, you can download and install WinSCP on your own computer at home, and then you can upload from home. Okay, so just do a search for WinSCP, and there are sites that you can get it at, and it's free. Okay? The other thing is you should have got an invitation to DreamSpark. And that would also go to your Bristol account. Okay. So you should have got an invitation to DreamSpark. If you go to my website and click on Notes and Handouts, there are notes on using DreamSpark. It was prepared by the staff at the IT, actually by Eric, at the IT help desk. So those are the notes on using DreamSpark. So you're going to go in and use DreamSpark, and you're going to download, nice, you're going to download Access 2013. And I have no idea why it decided. There. So you're going to download Access 2013. Well, it just really doesn't want me to write here.
Maybe because it's hitting your shadow?
No. It's flying saucers, I think. So, Access 2013 is what you've got to download. Okay? If you want it at home. If you're happy working in our labs, then you don't have to download anything, okay? But if you want to have access at home, and that's the next thing you're going to be looking at, then you need to download it. And you get it for free through DreamSpark, okay? Yeah.
So we downloaded Access 2013?
Yep.
Microsoft, isn't that already on Office?
Yes, I actually heard it's better to get from the
Depends
Office.
Depends on the version of Office you buy, whether you get access or not. Some versions of Office only have Word and Excel.
I'll have to look at mine's 2013.
It may have it, it may not. But some of them don't, yeah.
When I had issues with Access when I was here in the winter semester, and they told me, you know, it's better to get it from the Office if you can get it from there than from DreamSpark.
Oh, it's just DreamSpark. It tends
because,
to be a pain.
Yeah. Also, if, like, whatever, because I had problems on my computer, I had to restart my computer and everything, and you can't get it again.
Okay.
Whereas with there, you can get it more times.
Yeah, last semester, for some reason, they cut me off the trial 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, I could no longer use Visual Studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I know is that Access 2013 is available through DreamSpark. And so if you don't have it any other way and you want it, that's the way you can get it for free. Other than that, you are going to be doing homework in the labs. And it doesn't matter which way you want to go, but if you want it at home, you can need to download it. And we will eventually get to, speaking of Visual Studio, Visual Basic, and we'll download that as well. But when you're on DreamSpark, take a look around, because they have a lot of good stuff that you may decide, I would like to take a look at that. So they've got a lot of good stuff out there that is available. Okay, questions? Okay, I have covered what I want to cover. I purposely left some time. So you've got a half an hour now, and you can start working on HTML, practicing some of this stuff, start working on your web page or whatever, where you can ask questions. The web page is due next Thursday at midnight, so you can start working on it now and ask questions, as I said. There was something else I was going to say there, and it's gone. So, I guess it's gone. Okay, so you have the next half hour to play around with HTML, start your web page, and ask questions.
I have a question. Where do I find the SCP thing? Because I'm trying to find it. I don't know where
SCP?
Yeah.
What is it? What are you talking about?